The North's ruling National Congress Party and the South's ruling Sudan People's Liberation Movement have been engaged for months of talks over the final implementation of the peace deal signed in 2005. The most sensitive impasse has been over the details of an independence vote for South Sudan, set for January 2011. The North has held the position that a 75% or even 90% majority vote in favor of secession should be required for the referendum to pass. The South has been demanding the threshold of a simple majority. Sudan Foreign Ministry spokesman Muaya Othman Khaled confirms Khartoum reached the referendum agreement with the South.
Yes, there is an agreement reached in the front and all based on two things. The first one, the quorum that should be voted for the referendum should be 2/3. And the decision of independence could go with 50+1. That means a simple majority.
Recent surveys and reports all indicate that the vast majority of Southerners support secession, meaning the battle now for the South is likely to be fought over their new challenge of reaching the 2/3 quorum. Based on voter turnout data from other countries, Sudanese analyst John Ashworth says that reaching the turnout requirement might be a bigger task than the South's leaders realize.
Southern Sudan is going to find it extremely difficult to get 2/3 of the eligible voters to be able to vote, given the climate, the logistics, the terrain, the insecurity, the lack of capacity. All of these things which hampered the census are also going to hamper the referendum.
Ashworth says it is not clear yet whether the 2/3 mark is meant to apply to all eligible Southern Sudanese voters, or whether it will only apply to registered voters in the South, which he says would be a more feasible, though still challenging, task. The voter registration process has yet to start. He sees the new turn in negotiations as favorable for the National Congress Party, one that creates a substantial new barrier to a fully independent Southern Sudan.
It was rather difficult for them to maintain this 75% majority vote. They probably weren't getting much international support for that because it did seem a bit unfair to everybody. So I think they've found a new strategy. The quorum wasn't in the initial discussion.
The deal is not without its critics in the North. A major northern opposition party has blasted the compromise, saying the splitting of a nation is much too serious a decision to be chosen on the basis of a simple majority vote. The United Nations has expressed concern that inter-ethnic violence in the South might prevent stable elections from taking place. The SPLM accuses Khartoum of instigating the violence, a claim the National Congress Party denies. Alan Boswell for VOA News, Nairobi.